New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's the Monday morning recap brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Delco, we'll start with you. We're going to need it after this weekend.
Stop oil now.
Yeah, you got Scheffler.
It happens. It's been a rough season other than Scheffler, right?
Are you betting him privately?
No.
Okay. I'm not either.
No. Same. I should have like 5 or 6 wins at this point. We started the year off with Ben Ahn, who lost in a playoff to a man who's now dead.
He died?
Grayson Murray killed himself.
Oh, that's right.
So if he just was never at that tournament, that's a win.
So were you hoping that he killed himself sooner then?
Or? Like in hindsight, if it was going to happen.
Yeah, it was going to happen, sure. Right. You might as well put some money in your pocket.
Lost to a man in a bucket hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a yellow ball.
That's right. I forgot about that guy crying.
I lost to Hideki shooting like a course record at Riviera when I had both the guy that finished second and third.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been tough, and then Scotty's been cucking us left and right.
Yeah, I've had 6 second-place finishes. You had one this weekend. Yours went into the playoffs, and a bunch of protesters stormed the green on 18 with one putt left. I didn't know what was happening. I thought the worst. I thought it was going to be a terrorist situation.
I think instead of arresting these people and charging them with nothing in particular, we should start making them cut down trees.
Oh, for like as their punishment?
Yeah, we find out where they come from originally, and we show up, and they're required to cut down the entire forest there.
Or they've got to unload Taylor Swift's plane every single stop she makes.
I wouldn't do anything to help Taylor Swift. She's a piece of shit.
There's some good form tackling.
Don't you like how gay fucking Travis Kelce is? He shows up to a concert, comes on stage, and they're yelling, fuck the patriarchy. Like, what a fucking piece of shit
these people are.
Just the lamest thing I could think
of. I mean, God.
To say on stage, it's just so like almost AI generated. Like, fuck God. The patriarchy. It's a satire.
I know Derek likes him, but he's a cunt.
Fuck the patriarchy at this point, dude. No. With his rich, she's a billionaire.
Who do you think built that fucking plane you're flying around on, you dumb bitch?
Listen, keep your politics out of my sports, all right?
That's true.
So these oil people, I mean, great execution, right? 72nd hole.
Perfect.
I guess great plan.
Perfect
timing. Not good execution. Because, like, you know, they got fucking wrecked by the police.
They did, but that's the intent. And there was, you know, spray paint or, what was it, dust all over the course.
I think
course.
It's cornstarch.
Is that what it is?
That orange stuff. On Stonehenge was like some,
yeah. It's cornstarch.
But it was red, green, and white. So originally I thought it was Palestine. So like, their messaging's got to, like, needs a little work.
Yeah, it's got to get better. And
just set yourself on fire next time, guys. We'll watch. Go into the sand, though, so it doesn't catch the grass.
I was kind of happy, though. I thought this was going to rattle Scotty. I thought he was going to have, like, flashbacks of being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And it could potentially, like, Tom Kim could squeak it out. Hits the putt, forces the playoff, and then just fucking duffs into the bunker.
Yeah.
Just fried egg, had no chance.
And I texted you. I said, hey, you know what's going to happen, right? This is all going to come crumbling down. And you finally understand what it's like to be a Cowboys fan for 15 minutes. Because that wait time.
I never really want that.
I know.
No.
No, but it happens.
It's an Eagles fan, too. It's just like always setting yourself up for disappointment. I grew up with the Andy Reid Eagles. Always, you know, bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just actually... Yeah, not even a maid of honor, like a down the line bridesmaid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't get to the dance.
Yeah.
No, you never make it there. But I'm not sure what you do at this point. What, six before what, 1962, I think was the last time somebody got there this quicker?
Yeah. Arnold Palmer did it. Tiger's never done it this fast. But I don't know. Man, he's won so much money. He's won 5 elevated events, designated events, whatever you want to call it. That said, if he doesn't win the British Open, gotta be a bit of a disappointment, right? He's only won one major, only the Masters.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I can't remember somebody winning this much besides Tiger. The other thing, too, is looking at the field now, half your good, your great dudes are gone. So, I mean,
I wouldn't say half. I would say three guys.
John Rahm, Cam Smith.
Rahm's been ass. So but yeah, Rahm's gone.
Cam Smith, Bryson.
Cam Smith's also kind of a whatever.
Brooks Koepka is not there.
Yeah, but Koepka never cared about the PGA Tour.
Either way, you're still missing your field. And it's tough to say what would happen if those guys actually played on a week-by-week basis against them. One would think...
somebody would step up, right? Because like everybody on the PGA Tour right now, even fucking Tom Kim going against them in the playoff, he's just laughing with them, talking to them because they're like buds, they're friends. He had no chance. As soon as I saw him just kind of being like... he just, no killer mentality, just was like, oh, yeah, happy to be here.
He should have joined in with the protesters.
Tom Kim.
And the whole melee, just walk up behind Scheffler and swat him in the back of the legs.
Yeah.
With a fucking pitching wedge or something.
That was my only hope. Yeah. I thought they were going to take out Scotty.
I did, too. I did, too. Because the other part was there was that weird Indian guy in that final group as well. Oshkay. And I didn't know if he had something to do with it, you know, like him and his terrorist buddies. I don't know what country he's from.
I can't tell if he's Indian or Pakistani. That's like the one difference I can't tell between people.
You should. You're super racist.
But you give him a Lebanese and a Qatari and no problem.
Yeah.
He's got it.
I got that a lot. Yeah. But anybody from Pakistan or India, I can't tell the difference. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. But it was all a very weird scene. The other thing that was weird, because I actually had to hit you up and say, hey, dude, what fucking channel is this on?
Wait, what was the guy's name?
Oshkay Bhatia. He finished, he kind of like...
oh, he's American.
Farted down the... yeah, he would play for America, like for the Ryder Cup or the Olympics.
Really? Okay.
Well, yeah, this country is a melting pot, Ross. There's a lot of different people other than whites.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. Bhatia is Pakistani, for sure. I'm pretty sure, anyways. Yeah, that's... they're terrorists, all of them.
But it was tough to figure out what was actually happening there. And then once we got through it, it was like, okay, cool. You could have stabbed him. You could have killed all those guys on the green if you wanted to.
Yeah,
that's how lax security is.
There's like a really thin rope that prevents, contains all the fans from...
It's better than it used to be.
That's every golf tournament, by the way.
Yeah.
Like even at the Masters, there's nothing from... the only thing that's stopping me from running out there and fucking somebody up are, let's be... clear security guards that I personally wouldn't have that much of a problem with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, most of them are just like...
most of the line holders are old people.
Old people,
they're pretty
yeah.
spread out, though. You could do some damage before they catch you.
Sure.
Oh, easily.
I mean, Scotty could have just easily died there.
Yeah, yes.
Fucking Monica Seles got stabbed on a tennis court 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Back in the day, have you ever seen like old golf final putts for like the Masters and shit like that? Mm-hmm. Like from the... like people run onto the green to get the ball.
Oh, or yeah, I like lift them on their shoulders.
Yeah. Like it's fucking somehow better than it used to be.
Tiger in 2019 when he won the Masters, he had that giant just crowd. He looked like Jesus.
I always thought he was going to get picked off. I thought that for years because there was just no security at any of these things.
Nah.
And even I was shocked at some of the golf tournaments I went to over the years. I was like, man, I feel like I'm too close to him right now.
I could touch him.
Yes. And then part of you wants to. It's kind of like being, you know, on the top of a roof, and then you want to jump. You have that instinct to jump.
Or you see a police officer, you want to reach for the gun.
Yes. Yeah. And just gang, 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 just to see what would happen.
Just pop a few shots off.
I could tell you what would happen.
What's that?
Death.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you'd be able to run around for a few.
No.
You know, depending upon who
might
it was.
Might get tased.
Might get tased. You might be able to go off into the woods. Obviously, you're going to search some time after that. If you don't blow your brains out.
It's your gun. You pay taxes.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we own those things.
Your gun's like a bearer's bond. Whoever's holding it owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Scotty Scheffler has won $27.7 million this year so far.
We did the math.
It's June.
I believe his caddy right now is like 30th in the world in money made of all the players.
The caddy's already made like $3 million this year.
Xander Schauffele is second place with $12.6 million. Mm-hmm. So he's over double the next closest guy.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, not in all of golf, because some people are getting paid $100 million this year, and it doesn't matter if they win a game. Right.
Like Dustin's making a lot of money, and he finishes last place.
Yep. Same thing with Cam. He's making $100 million. He's not doing. It doesn't matter how. It literally doesn't matter what he does on the course.
And
he's
because making $100 million. There's nothing on sports wise right now. I flipped over to Liv yesterday. It was actually on CW, and. No, most of the best guys, no one was near the top of that leaderboard.
No, they never are. I mean, Hatton won. Like, he's pretty solid. He's pretty decent. But if anything, the stop oil now, protesters should have been at LIV. Right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
in the Saudis'
yeah.
face.
For the Saudis,
they might have been executed, though. They
yeah, you don't see a lot of climate protests going on in Saudi Arabia, oddly enough.
No, you sure don't.
There might be a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, Saudi's got a UFC this weekend. That was good.
They're going to have everything.
I know.
They're going to own all of our sports.
Well, the U.S. government finally admitted that they were involved in 9/11.
Oh, yeah. When was that?
This weekend.
And oh, good.
They knew like 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
Of their plans.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. We talked about that on fake news today.
It's not a whole news story. That's it.
Yeah. It's also just been knowledge for like the last 20 years. We don't really care.
I never knew. And now they're going to own all of our sports, so that, it won't really matter anyways.
I mean, fucking, so they had the Saudi event, the UFC, and Dana was given an interview, and I guess the representation of the PIF, Turkey, whatever his name is, every time Dana answered a question, he just like corrected Dana. Dana was like, oh yeah, we'll have a UFC event next year. And he's just like, yeah, sometime Q1, early.
Really?
And they're like, oh, will it be like a fight night? Like, no, probably pay-per-view. Pay-per-view.
Did Dana White say anything?
No. Because this is a guy that has way more money than Dana.
I know.
And could probably kill Dana.
Because I was shocked when I saw it. It was on Saturday afternoon this time because of the time.
The time, yeah.
Obviously. And I was like, oh, shit, Dana White's actually there for this in person. Mm. And then I remembered, I was like,
it's almost
required. Yeah. He's got to show up, kiss babies, shake hands, and try to get some more money out of these guys. I think you're going to see more and more fights over there as well.
Mm-hmm. They own boxing at this point.
Yep.
UFC will have probably one or two events a year there. And they'll just buy everything eventually.
Do they end up buying tennis, Bob? Did you know?
No, they haven't bought tennis yet.
Yeah, well, you know they made the offer.
Yeah. I know they want all the international sports.
It's their Vision 2030 plan. They got to get out of oil.
Yeah, they haven't really gone after American stuff yet. I mean, you can call it PGA American, I guess, but it's an international sport, really.
So, but what did the WTA? Did they respond?
Well, it's two different organizations, right? So ATP and the WTA. I don't know how they responded. I just know that the Saudis have not. It's like the same with the PGA. The Saudis have not gained control yet, and they also don't have their own league, so nobody's leaving yet.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll make something gay, and then everybody's wearing a Smurf hat or whatever it is. Because it is shocking when you flip over and see those logos still.
Oh, it's terrible.
Jesus Christ. And then the team events. It's almost like not NASCAR.
I like team golf, though.
What's four underneath NASCAR, you know? Like an IRL fucking some bullshit.
Like the trucks on the dirt.
That's what it is. It's those weird logos that you're seeing, and you're like, what am I rooting for?
The kind of like races where Tony Stewart runs over a person.
Yeah, and you get away with it.
Well, yeah.
Because remember, he got away with that murder.
The Friday races, yeah.
It's not a good idea to try to fight a truck.
Yeah, you run on the track to try to fight somebody while he's still in his moving car. What happens, is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
truck wins typically.
He's getting out too. He's getting out of it. Money's not there anymore, and they're blowing too much cash on this shit in NASCAR. I don't know how NASCAR survives.
The South
more than Dude, 10 years.
It's like tanking.
It's worse than that. I mean, because Tony Stewart's out. Stewart Haas Racing, I think, is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as of a couple weeks
Joe
ago.
Joe Gibbs is still there though.
Oh well, Joe Gibbs has about an hour left to live. So
who lives longer, Joe Gibbs or Jimmy Carter?
Come on.
Jimmy Carter is not even alive.
Jimmy Carter is alive and well.
No, he's definitely very not well. Both of those things.
He was at a karate tournament over the weekend.
Freeze him.
Plays third.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah,
he's freeze third, his head.
Man. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Go to Alcor.
Switch on over to NHL here. Thank Christ, you guys, that this happened. With nothing on, literally nothing on sports-wise, I needed this Game 7 worse than I needed fucking air. Tonight at this point. I needed something to throw money on. I bet on all the things on the Friday night game. Luckily, it all came through. Beat the over with about 2 minutes left on an empty netter here. Oilers came back down 3-0. It's in Florida tonight. Over-under's 5.5.
Oof.
Who you got?
Dude, this is rough. With a man as a Florida Panther fan as myself with a future ticket on the Florida Panthers winning Stanley Cup. Feeling pretty good about the 3-0 lead.
When did you place this bet?
The second round of the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't feel great about it, but it would be classic Canadian heartbreak fashion for them to force the Game 7 only to get boat raced tonight. Like if the Panthers win like 7-1 tonight, that'd be very Canadian.
What do you think the odds are tonight?
It's a pick'em.
Yeah.
It's even odds. It's -110 for both sides.
It is, yeah.
So I can't even hedge. There was an opportunity where I believe it was like 20-1 at one point when they were down 3-0. I was like, oh, maybe I could sprinkle the Oilers and like cover my bases. I did not.
No one covers their bases up 3-0.
No.
What's even?
You never do.
Even 3-1, it was like 10-1 or something.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if they had, because they're not even doing it the way most annoying teams, like when the Kings had their 3-0 comeback earlier in the playoffs a couple years ago, like 10 years ago, whenever that was. It was all on the back of like Jonathan Quick, I think it was their goalie, who just went fucking insane.
No, Skinner sucks. The Oilers are just kicking their ass.
They're doing it the opposite way. Usually it's just some guy turns into a brick wall and you lose four games in a row or three games in a row to like blow your big lead. This is the exact opposite of how it usually goes.
They just have the puck the entire time. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We'll go around the horn here. Who do you got tonight?
Damn Oilers.
It. Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of this defense beats offense. Okay, prove it.
Yeah,
because it's not been that the case for the last three games. What the Edmonton forecheck is as good as any I've ever seen in the history of the NHL. I mean, it's that good, literally. If they play well, Skinner is he's not the best goalie in the world, but you know, again, if he only has to make 20 saves in the game, they're probably gonna win.
Yeah.
He had, 20 in the last game, and he had, where are we?
He doesn't stop.
And he had 29 and three goals allowed and one before that. Like, it's not him. It's not a goalie standing on his head. That's not what this is.
It's Connor McDavid.
It is.
It's generational, like, first line.
Even in their first win, he had 32 saves, but a lot of those are like, did you watch that game, the first one they won?
Yes.
Game four.
It was over quick.
It was 8-1, yeah. Guys.
Like they put the puck on the net a little bit in the second period, but it wasn't like, I don't know. Good luck.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck being Edmonton now.
I'm all in on the Oilers, Bob. Who you got tonight?
Oilers, baby. Come on. Let's fucking go.
I'm going to ride with the Panthers.
Although I don't want...
Yeah.
It's been 31 years since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup, and I like that.
I'm going to double down.
So I hope the Oilers don't win.
It'd go be funny.
But the Oilers, it's the most prolific offensive team in history, because they've had, I think it's 8 seasons where there have been 3 guys on the team with 100 points or more. Edmonton has like 7 of them, right? Because you're talking about Gretzky, Messier, and that other dick back in there, I can't remember his name. And now McDavid, Draisaitl, and Nugent Hopkins. It is fun to watch these guys when they play like that, to be honest.
It's a blast. It really is a blast.
Because hockey can be
bombs away.
Hockey can be droll sometimes. It can be rough to watch sometimes. If you got like a chip and chase guys that like to play backline defense, man, fuck that. That's like watching two dudes grapple for 45 minutes. I am not into it. It doesn't interest me, but that's not how these guys play. But the Panthers have to be physical in the neutral zone. They got to fuck up McDavid. Not like hurt him or nothing, but they have to put a body on him all the time. Otherwise, they have no chance of winning this game.
We need some people in the building. We need Kodak Black. We need Brooks Koepka.
There's only one body that matters if it's in the building tonight. That's it.
Oilers girl.
May the breast team win. She's
getting overexposed now.
She hasn't been at any of the other games.
So once she came out and announced who she was and went to the games, they're undefeated since. And she just signed a massive deal with Playboy. Yeah. And if she's there tonight, it is all over. If the camera catches her once, live line, all your money on that, and it's over. She's the one. She's the good luck charm.
Dude, it doesn't matter if the Panthers' good luck charm is there. Ariana Grande and her little elf boyfriend.
Gross.
If they're there.
Gross.
They were the magic for the first 3 games.
She's had some problems with live events in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's bombed once or twice, but...
Nailed it. But this girl, it's fun to get to know her. Her name is Kate.
It's not.
It is.
I like the mystique of her not being known.
White trash. Great. Yeah, but...
Oh,
now
you don't
you
say the girl
who
pulled her tits out at the hockey game is super white trash?
By the way, upper deck. Like,
yeah,
nosebleed seats. Yes,
didn't know that. One didn't know that. Okay, until later.
You didn't. I mean, I understand why you would only see the titties in the video, but I did want to get
also,
a lay of the land.
The angle felt like it was lowers in the corner
from Alberta, which is you know, pretty right. conch.
The Texas of yeah. Canada, they
yeah.
say.
Yeah. And it's like being like, man, I can't believe that chick from Odessa is such a white trash piece of shit.
Well, here's what threw me off was when she flashed everybody, she had a long sleeve Oilers shirt on, so I didn't kind of look like a normal girl. And then when she finally came out, she's got full sleeves that are terrible, by the way. I mean, it's two waterfalls on top of each other down the arm here, Bob. Makes what sense. Would you reckon that is? It's a dual waterfall there?
Yeah, there's a waterfall on the left arm.
And then on the other one...
Just random sort of... just plants and trees yeah. and
nothing wrong with a trashy
yeah, just,
sleeve.
Just kind of the flora.
Love it. I love it. But I'm all in now. And she's just in a fucking wife beater here. They're doing their best. God damn it. And she's gonna bring him home. She's gonna bring home the cup. This girl tonight. Good for her. You know. So I'm excited about it.
I'm not interested in women in sports, whether they're playing or being whores. Either way.
Yeah.
I just, that has, I can't.
I like whores.
We love whores.
Yeah, man. But not, like you said it before, don't bring politics into the sports. Don't bring whores into the sport either.
Whores have been a part of sports since the dawn of time, my man.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
What are you talking about?
Why is the only reason people even play sports?
For women.
For whores.
No, it's to make money.
No, it's for whores.
It's for fast and loose women.
That's it. No. It's cheerleaders. How long have they been here? Dawn of time.
There's only one
years.
Sport that has them.
150
well,
years.
I guess basketball
not true.
Has them too.
Basketball. Football, baseball, usually have the.
Nope.
It depends on what.
You're telling me
you go
Mickey
to.
Mantle played baseball for fucking money?
Not a prayer, dude. He paid for booze and horse. That's
booze,
it.
Maybe, yeah, but he
Babe Ruth, booze, horse.
Mickey Mantle was a good looking dude. He would have gotten whores either way.
No, you don't get whores when you're poor.
Sure you do. If
yeah,
you're
but
sure
he would have gotten poor whores.
Yeah, poor whores.
So what's the difference?
There's a big difference.
No. Huge difference.
You're not getting Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I'll go to. I mean, there's what you can get with $50 versus what you can get with $5,000.
Yeah, a guy that looks like Mickey Mantle was going to be rich no matter what happened in his life.
Dude, no.
No.
He grew up poor. He was
poor shit.
I know he grew up poor.
There was not the social mobility of. And also, he would have been working a job that made him ugly very quickly.
At a factory?
He was like in the mines or something like that. Yeah.
He'd have been a fucking Bruce Springsteen song, a walking Springsteen song.
What could have been?
Yep.
Blue collar man.
Yeah, just walking through town, dude. Looking through the windows.
Either way, I'm tired of hearing about this shit. Stay at home.
Who?
Whores. Just stay home. I don't want to see this stupid bullshit.
What is going on with you, dude?
This is a terrible take.
No, it's
horrible.
Not a terrible take.
Horrible.
I came to watch the game. I want to do math in my head as I'm watching a dude pitch. I'm not interested in seeing some girl. I could go on the internet and see titties anytime I want.
Man.
It's fucking pointless.
This is crazy right
no,
now.
No, it's not crazy. And it dovetails in to this nonsense about the WNBA. Nobody fucking cares.
So you brought it up.
No one cares.
You brought it up.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You care.
You care.
No, I don't.
You just brought it up.
I don't care. It's what I care about is that a 20-minute segment on all the sports shows this morning were fucking about that useless nonsense that no one actually cares about. They are going to lose $50 million this year.
It was the highest
million.
Rated game of the weekend.
So the fuck what?
Higher than any Braves game?
It doesn't matter. No, the fuck it was. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. Look at the ratings.
No.
Look at the goddamn ratings right now. You won't admit it. Look at the ratings of the WNBA versus the Braves. It's not close.
Of course it's not close.
It's not even fucking close. The WNBA is dominating.
The Braves
them.
Get 40,000 live viewers every game. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking
local
about.
Local TV market. It's
local.
A big thing for baseball. But
look up the WNBA ratings. They're through the roof.
Nobody fucking cares.
Higher than golf.
One team.
Higher than
one team is through the roof.
Golf,
people watch one team, and that's going to be over soon. It won't last. It'll never last.
Now, hence you're going to hear about it over and over and over.
Which is
again.
Why I have to change the channel for 20 minutes every morning now, because I don't want to hear about that stupid bullshit. It's fucking pointless. Like, I got that dog in me. Shut up, you fucking cunt. Jesus Christ.
She put up 25.
It is the most.
Put up a lot of points.
Against fucking other women, dude. It's not like she's doing anything in real. In
do
reality.
It against men, Angel.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Who's she supposed to go against?
It's like watching dogs fucking do math. I'm so tired of seeing any of this stupid bullshit. Get it off my television.
A dog doing math would be sick.
Yeah.
That would actually be pretty impressive. Like hard math?
Oh, I love when like animals pick games. Like the octopus.
Like the horse
that was picking the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
The horse
yeah.
that did the stomping.
Yeah.
I would watch that, yeah, before I would watch the W fucking NBA. Because what I don't want to see is a girl on a fast break whose feet come out from under her, and then she fucking does a shitty layup.
Why?
That's not exciting for anybody.
I love watching that happen in men's college basketball.
I would rather.
That's actually a blast.
Let's just watch the Special Olympics. If we're going to put the WNBA on TV and pretend like it's real. No. But it's the best. It's the funniest.
But the ratings aren't, you know how bad it is, right? Between MLB and WNBA, like it's not close.
Well, it's that's a TV issue, right?
For who?
For like TBS sold their rights because they tried to make quick money. That fucked it up. WGN's still doing great. Yes Network's still doing great. Bally's is the one that fucked it up. They fucked up the TV network, but that doesn't mean
it's a bad gym too.
There's still 40,000 live people showing up to every Braves game.
I understand, but this only holds 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. Basketball only holds 20,000 people.
Yeah, when the sold tickets out. Cost $12, people are going to buy them, dude.
Last row at yesterday's game, $364.
Yeah, because of one team. The best team in the league that is a super team with Diana Taurasi, everybody on it. $12 for their fucking lower bowl seats. You can get $12 to $25 at that arena.
2.45 million viewers.
So yeah, because it was on a weekend game. Nothing else is going on. It's that perfect time during the year, right?
It was going on during the middle of the Braves game.
Yeah, it's a fucking regular season game in June. Nobody cares about that shit.
It's a regular season WNBA game.
There's 38 of them. There's 162 regular season baseball games. It's not even close to
comparable. Braves Yankees, though, that's pretty big.
Right?
Yeah.
You should have had way more ratings than the WNBA
No fucking game in June in baseball is going to get a huge rating.
I also just don't buy ratings in general when it comes there's between the apps and the different avenues to watch sporting events.
I don't think the Braves Yankees had. The only national broadcast was Apple on Friday. The other two were confoundingly local broadcasts.
Yeah, I don't understand how you're comparing ratings from a local broadcast to a national broadcast for the one team that anybody cares about in the league, a team that sucks, by the way.
I would guess it easily outdrew, though, ratings-wise, what the Sunday night game this past week was.
I don't know what it was. It was
Cubs-Mets, which is two huge metros, but like...
Yeah, but nobody cares about the Mets right now.
Fever is starting to win games, though. They're starting to figure it out.
Ratings in baseball, though. I mean, look, ratings are ratings across the board. Like,
they're not.
Nobody wants to
watch
it.
If it's a national versus a local market, that's not even close to the same thing.
Yeah, but why is that?
Because there's 162 games. You can't put a nationally televised game on every day.
Why not?
I mean, if people are interested,
because people don't watch it.
There's nothing going on?
Yeah, no, that's because people aren't going to watch it.
So why aren't they going to watch it?
Because there's 162 of them. If there was 17 like the football season, everybody would watch every single game, and that's
wild.
What happens.
It'd be wild if there are 17 baseball games.
Yeah,
so maybe it's time to cut back on baseball.
People don't know that's just not how that's not going to work.
162 games, everybody's getting hurt, nobody's watching it. Why not?
Because they're making billions of dollars. That's why.
But from where is this money coming and who's watching
it? The gate revenue is fucking huge. And the attendance is only hurt by being a shitty team.
Also, that local contract is just so big for each individual team.
Yeah, yeah. It's typically in any city, the number one most watched thing is the baseball team.
Dads love baseball.
Yeah. Like in terms of overall, just the amount of ad time. You know, it's like running an ad, like if we did a weekly show versus a daily show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much more money we get on ads from going daily instead of weekly.
Let's see. So the Braves have...
Like the rate's the same, but there's more ads to sell.
There is.
The Braves in their fucking contract with Liberty Media are only allowed to spend money on contracts that is net revenue. That's profit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their payroll this year is $262 million. That's net revenue minus whatever other net revenue they made. That's all they're allowed to spend on this, right? So they're making billions and billions of dollars in revenue.
The Braves are, or every Major League Baseball is an organization?
The top 20 teams are. The bottom 10 are basically subsidized, just like the WNBA, by the way, in 27 years has made $0. It's lost something, I think, like $3 billion or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying right now.
People seem to be into it, and if they're into
it,
I don't care. I don't personally care about it. My bandwidth for sports is fucking dead. Like, I can't add any more teams to my life. In fact, I've cut teams out because I just don't really care about anything
anymore. We know you hate
anymore.
St. Louis.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to play the Braves this week, but yeah, St. Louis is pissing me off. And it isn't because, like, I'm a Braves fan, so I've got plenty of gripes with them. They've taken some of our players that we should have kept, like Wainwright, for example.
Yeah.
But that was our fault. But the way that organization is managed makes it tough to watch. I don't know how St. Louis fans are dealing with that right now.
They need a Caitlin Clark over there in St. Louis, or it's just not going to succeed.
I mean, she's kind of she looks mid sometimes on the team because they suck so bad. Like I don't know if you've noticed recently, but she's throwing darts to people and fast breaks. And it's like you may as well be.
She has the most turnovers in the WNBA, but I want to see how many of those go through her teammates.
It's
hands.
She's 1.5 turnovers per game higher than anybody else in the league right now.
A lot of drops.
But I've seen quite a few over the past 2 weeks. of her like a dime to somebody on the run towards the basket.
Full court pass.
And they fucking just like, it looks like fucking Rube from Major League trying to throw the ball.
I think I know the answer to this in all sincerity. With the college game ending and then WNBA starting, what was it, 8 days later?
Yeah.
You didn't even know who your fucking teammates are. And right. They've got to adjust that. However, I don't think they had a choice.
But it's still going on now.
Based on...
I think her team just sucks.
They won like four straight before this game. Yeah,
she's
right?
good enough to win games on her own sometimes, but that team is terrible. And that's what you should expect from the team that had the number one draft.
She needs to take the last shot. She can't be giving up the ball.
I agree.
At the buzzer. You need to take that shot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Cavs were dog shit the first year LeBron was there.
I just think we may as well be talking about fucking badminton right now. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. This is nonsense. If you're not a professional, if you're not making money at it.
It's like
right?
talking MLS
this is
in
not,
my
this is not
eyes.
The WNBA is not professional sports.
Right.
You're getting paid, but only because somebody felt sorry for you. Literally, that's the only reason.
It'd be fun to
the
go
league
to.
Is losing $50 million a year.
It's going to change.
God damn it,
and
dude.
If it closes, it closes. Yeah. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Let the market speak for itself. Yeah.
Like, the market has spoken. It's just being subsidized. Nobody in the WNBA is a professional athlete. Not one of them.
You know they could all cook you at basketball, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a fucking basketball player.
I'm just saying that they are professional athletes. They're paid money to play a sport.
No, they're not. No.
They're not paid money?
No, they're being subsidized. They're being paid money, right? Because people feel guilty. It's nonsense.
Where the money's coming from is not their problem.
It is absolutely their problem.
Also, Caitlin Clark makes millions of dollars, most of it not from the WNBA.
She's a personality.
Yeah, her salary is
kind of... Angel Reese is making good money on endorsements as long as she doesn't act too much like an asshole.
She makes 70 grand from the WNBA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched the game again, dude. Nothing else is on, so I watched it again.
Turn on the Ocho and watch Frisbee or something.
You're down to cornhole left?
We're a cricket country
cornhole
now.
Was on.
We are cricket country.
Yesterday, yeah. Yesterday coming up with cricket. Noon ESPN, ESPN 1, main ESPN, it was cornhole yesterday.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So it's cornhole.
Fucking hot dog eating contest is coming up, and fucking Joey's not going
to
be there.
He's out of that. Yeah, and they moved it over to Netflix for Labor Day.
Who's the front runner?
He's
going to
eat the vegan hot dogs.
We used to do a fucking live show for this, but I'm
every
not.
Single year we used to do a live show for this. Dead serious. On 4th of July,
protest it.
And now you can't. Well, he's not in it.
Yeah,
so
there's no show to do.
Who's there this time? Somebody's going to win with like 45 dogs, and you're going to be like, great, sweet.
It's
going
to
be awful.
No.
It's like a home run race to 30.
I think we should storm the Nathan's Capital. Where's their headquarters? Let's storm that. Let's
put on Coney Island.
Let's put on Hawaiian
t-shirts.
It's
not them.
Let's take the island, burn all the bridges, and it's ours.
I love Chestnut. I think he's the greatest athlete of all time. I've said this on the show numerous times. 16-time Mustard Belt champion. He's the greatest. No one compares to what he's done in
he's
sports
sold out,
history.
Yeah.
He's sold out. And I love him, but he's sold out.
Why didn't he go to Nathan's with the offer and be like, hey, they're trying to get me out of here?
He did.
And they said
no,
fuck him.
No, Nathan's...
No one's bigger than the sport.
Yeah, no one's bigger than fucking Nathan's.
No, he was. He was.
He's bigger than... that. Like, nobody's going to watch it now.
He was. So they gave him $200,000, and Nathan's came out, and they said, hey, 200K is a lot of goddamn amount. The winner wins $10,000.
Yeah.
And they still have to put on a huge event out there and everything else, and they're like... Bro, we're literally not making any money off of this. Like, it's a once a year thing.
And the vegan hot dogs are backed by the Saudi fund, and it's just, you know, after a while you can't really.
How
can't
funny compete. Would that be?
Be the best.
If it's halal or whatever.
If you're out there, you can blame Chestnut for this. Like, I read the full story on this whole thing, and you're gonna tell me this wasn't a setup the day after they dropped him, Netflix announces the special. Like, clearly that was already in the works. And my guess is Chestnut's team went to them and said, hey, Netflix is giving me $1 million.
They had to do something because Tyson fell out of his fight.
He did.
Had to kind of subsidize that somehow.
It looks like Nathan's makes about 15 mil in net revenue a year. That's profit.
15?
15.
From hot dog sales?
In profit.
Yeesh.
So about 120 mil in total revenue.
That would essentially been a 10% to
no. No. Because you don't pay your marketing expenses out of your net revenue. It would have been paid in the marketing budget.
Okay.
And that has to be the most important marketing event of the year for them, yes?
By far.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are they thinking, dude? Pay him money.
I mean,
he's the only guy that anybody even knows.
Ballpark.
Forget about caring about shit. He's the only one that anybody... Name one other dude that eats hot dogs except for Jared Taylor.
Kobayashi
was the other...
But he's dead.
No, he's not. He's going up. That's who he's going up against.
And the vegan thing?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
First time ever.
I know a weird amount of competitive eaters. Eater X.
Yeah. It turns out that Jared actually eats hot dogs.
Badlands Booker.
It turns out Jared's been eating hot dogs for the shape and not the taste.
Badlands Booker fell off. He's like 27th right now.
I know.
I don't want professionals in this anymore. I want them to take armed security into the audience.
Go pre-Dream Team rules.
Pull six people out of the audience.
Amateur,
And the amateurs, they can't just eat till they're full. They have to try to win, but also are forced to hit a minimum.
Yeah. It's not fun.
If you don't hit that minimum, well, the armed security is taking you somewhere else.
I just did it a week and a half ago.
Just make it a trap door with piranhas under it.
Yeah.
Right?
They'll eat your hot dogs. Yeah. They want to eat your hot dogs.
At the Arena League thing, I got pulled into an ice cream eating contest at halftime. It was like, live on field.
It was like two scoops of ice cream, though.
And it was...
It could get way worse.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Like, these guys do real ice cream eating competitions, and how do you not die from that?
That's what I could not understand. I was like, man... Oh, everybody did.
Yeah.
You couldn't feel your mouth, your face, anything else. And you know what I got in return? A $20 gift card to Brewster's. Now, Brewster's is fantastic. I'm not going to shit on that ice cream. I'm a big fan of Brewster's. But a $20 gift card was not worth it.
That doesn't get you far.
Good God.
Maybe like
family of four.
Two people?
It's a scoop is about $4 a cup now.
With inflation?
With inflation, yes. I just took the kids to Baskin Robbins on Saturday.
You only get one scoop, though.
You do.
You can't go.
One scoop in a cup.
What are you doing taking them to Baskin's? You got an Amy's right across the street.
Where?
Here. There's a new ice cream place right across the street.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, way better than fucking Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins joined up with Dunkin' Donuts. It's got a drive-thru.
They'll sing to you.
And at a drive-thru, they will.
What's the most that Chestnut ever ate? Was it 74? 75. 76,
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, 76.
So, in honor of America.
It was. And it was the year that he was on the show. Remember we had him on three days before he did it.
That's the over.
That's... This happens.
We did. We all betted on the show. It was awesome.
Because the over-under was like 60.
74 and a half.
Here are Chestnut's records, if you want, for all the different stuff. He's eaten
141. This is where we're at now.
141.
You don't talk WNBA. We got this.
Fuck that. He ate 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Damn,
for
dude.
Some reason, he ate 12 pounds of asparagus in 10 minutes.
That's a lot of asparagus.
Imagine the smell of that piss.
Majestic.
He ate 182 chicken wings in 10 minutes.
Oof.
How do you even
I got to inspect the bone, you know?
Oh, he cleaned
it. He's using the butterfly method. He told us about that. You just pinch it at the end and push down. And then
103 for my Southerners here. Crystal Burgers.
Oh, that's not that many.
How many?
103.
They're small.
And how, how many? How
Things are the size of a
postage took him 8 minutes to eat those 103
eight
Crystal
minutes,
Burgers.
103? Jesus Christ.
Let's see if I can find anything else weird. He ate 6 pounds of funnel cake in 10 minutes. That's kind of... Good. Obscene.
6 pounds.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah, 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes.
Ugh.
I don't understand. At Bally's casinos, they're just like, come out and see the freak.
Why not? Why not, dude?
It's a greatest
athlete of all time.
Yeah. Trying to see if there's anything else that's like
there's egg
that
rolls.
Stands out.
He did egg rolls one time. I remember watching that. And I remember he did spaghetti or lasagna.
He ate a whole turkey.
76 hot dogs is 22,800 calories.
He ate a whole turkey in 10 minutes. A whole cooked 9-pound turkey. Oh, actually, here's my favorite. He ate 7.5 Pizza Hut pizzone.
Oh, shit, dude.
In 10 minutes.
The body is capable of incredible things.
It really is, dude, if you put your mind to it.
Oh, they had him come down to HEB.
What did he do there?
He ate HEB True Texas Beef Brisket Barbecue Sandwiches, 27 of them at Circuit of the Americas.
Wasn't Hatch Chili Brisket?
Damn it, dude.
And then
his toilet the next day.
It's a fucking nightmare. Here's your egg rolls.
Been in Oklahoma City.
Cheesesteak egg rolls.
That's what it was.
It doesn't say how many, but a lot, I assume. And then he ate 81 Eggo waffles in 8 minutes.
Oof, what a warrior.
He should be dead.
What a goddamn warrior.
He should be, because I'm doing some gorilla math over here, but 76 hot dogs, that's 1,216 grams of fat. 1,200.
Yeah.
And 16. And then sodium, that's 36,480 milligrams of sodium. Now, I don't know what a lethal dose of sodium is, but that sounds
like
pretty
over
goddamn
that.
Close.
Yeah.
Real quick, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Usually say get off the couch and get into the action today. We're going to be watching Game 7 tonight. You're going to be off that couch screaming at the TV. I haven't bet it yet, but I'll put it up in Drinking Bros Sports right after the show is over. I think I'm going to go 300 tonight. On the Oilers. I'm all in. This feels good. This feels good. A lot of listeners were telling me to live line hockey bets, which It's tough because usually it's fucking tied. So it's like, all right, what's the...
Yeah, I guess if it's like if the team you like gets down a goal, then your odds are great, right?
Like, oh, if the team you like. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so the same thing with like baseball. Like, let's just say the Yankees are playing someone dog shit, like
right.
the Nationals, and the Nats just score a run in the first inning. Your odds are going to get better or whatever.
They are, but it's in a game seven that's in Florida. Florida gets up 1-0. I don't know that I'm taking the Oilers.
It's yeah, point. I think you just got to bet the pregame.
Yeah, I'm just going to ride with this one. Tons of stuff to bet on. Thank Christ college football is almost here. I think it's 9 more weekends until college football is here. All the odds are up for that, including first week odds, spreads. Same with the NFL. All the spreads are up for week one. Super Bowl odds, national championship odds, Heisman Trophy winners, conference games. All of it is up and live on mybookie.com. And then you guys with the live casino has been a fucking blast throughout
has
the
it?
Summer.
Has it been a blast?
As a viewer, yes, okay. It is. It is. Now, as a human, you've got some other thoughts.
Yeah,
there.
I'm destitute.
Yeah. What happened on last week's Friday Night Poker?
Well, Dan's luck ran out.
Okay.
Dan's luck.
I don't know if it ever began, really.
Well, you played big boy hands.
Yeah.
Played a lot of big boy hands.
Scared money don't make money, and neither does, you know, aggressive money.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
We're just idiots. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. So, how was the dealer this week?
They were good. They were fine.
Yeah, were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so. They weren't anything. They weren't murderers like they have been in the past. Or maybe that was this past week, actually. No, one of the guys was a killer. The first guy was a killer. The second, the chick after him was pretty chill.
So that's the beauty of playing on there, the live casino. It is live. You're going against real dealers. Poker, blackjack, roulette, all of it. It's real. And that's what makes it fun. Now, they can't hear you scream at them. No matter how loud you are, but they will make some snarky comments if you make a wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
MyBookie's a fucking blast. Head on over to MyBookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, we got FirstForm.com/DRINKINBROS. Talking about those microfactors, dog. It's not just a multivitamin. It is a convenience daily packet with 6 of the essential vitamins in it. To get you what you need, heart pumping, blood flowing throughout your groin, fucking your plums, getting all juiced up down there from the vitamins. I don't know that they're doing that, but I kind of feel like they are, so great. Comes in a nice little box here as a handy reminder, and the door's open. And it says, oh, microfactors, my first form, boom. Pull out the plastic package, you're good to go. There's 30 of them in there. You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the EFAs, and the probiotics. I just took mine literally right before the show started. Here's my empty bag right here. And you wait about 40 minutes. Pee is going to be bright yellow, so you know that it's working. You feel good inside. You might not feel great about what you did over the weekend, but you'll feel good about taking your vitamins. Also, check out their liver detox over there. If you're like us and you go hard on the weekends, pop that. Inside your mouth on Mondays. It's great. All their products are great over there. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today, and you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. Next up, bioproteintech.com. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone, but it's only half the battle. Take it from me. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have the adequate growth hormone, more specifically, the end result of growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases every year after puberty, which may explain why your poor gin performance, or even why you have some excess body fat that you might not know about where it's coming from. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost. So, you want to perform, look, and feel the way you used to without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic shits and the needles and whatnot, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more and click the link in the audio description. And when you're at bioproteintech.com, use that promo code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order. Last but not least, drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to anything, including tonight's game, they're still available. They're expensive. It's going to run you up. Is it near Miami?
It's more Fort Lauderdale.
It's the Everglades.
It is literally on the edge of the Everglades. And if you really pay close attention to the crowd shots tonight, that will be evident.
What do you mean?
Swamp people.
They are swamp people.
I don't know. It's expensive.
Looks like...
Usually it's when they get priced out.
It looks like the water boy and his mom.
Yeah. Just pay close attention.
But also, just because you're a swamp person doesn't mean you don't have money.
Yeah, maybe they're selling swamp
redneck
to people.
Like yacht club.
Let's see how much tickets they're going for tonight. Last row's going for... $930.
It's under 1,000?
It's game seven. That's not
game
good.
Seven to win the franchise's first Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I would pay that. I would pay that.
Panthers won last year.
Panthers did not win last year. They lost to the fucking Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Golden Knights. Okay. Vegas.
They lost like 4-1. Yeah. Okay.
Or what about Edmonton? I mean, dude, when's the last time they fucking won?
The 80s. Yeah, but they won all of them in the 80s.
People from Gretzky. From Alberta or not.
I would travel for this, wouldn't you? If this is your one shot at it.
This is further than New York to L.A.
Yeah.
Like, literally, this is so fucking far.
Farther. They go like...
They've had 3 days.
Look, man, Edmonton.
I would do it.
Edmonton is an oil town. So there's probably some people from Edmonton, but not anybody that has oil on them.
Right.
That's true.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Lowers. Ah, shit, man. You can set right behind the penalty box for $2,500.
For a game seven under $3,000 behind the is insane.
I don't know. The people that work the oil fields are typically reckless with their money.
That's true, yeah. So yeah. I mean, if you're coming off
Uncle
of
Laser.
One.
Uncle Laser's like a
roughneck,
example,
just
yeah.
got a paycheck. Mm-hmm. 100%.
You got 48 hours off?
Jack yeah. Mandeville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, because if, goddamn, man, if I was there and a fan, I'd pay this. I know that if the Rangers would have gone into the finals, you were looking at 5,500.
And oh no, the Oilers lose game seven and you're close to Miami. Oh no.
I know, right? Then you get to at least hang out and go to the beach afterwards, you know?
You can get to Miami within like an hour.
You can get there, certainly. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like when the Super Bowl was in San Francisco. It was like you go out to Santa Clara for the game and every other event is in downtown San Francisco.
Santa Clara, there's nothing there.
What is the actual city there for Florida Panthers?
I'll look it up.
Dude, yeah. It's not West Palm. It's not Fort Lauderdale. It's...
Amerant Bank Arena is in Sunrise, Florida. And when I say it backs up to the Everglades, I mean it fucking backs up
to the Everglades.
Jesus Christ.
To the Everglades.
Okay.
It is a highway separates it from the Everglades.
Wow, that's wild, man. Goddamn. Pan out. How far from the. Okay.
Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale's fun, man.
How far from Jupiter?
I know it's closer Jupiter, to Boca than it is to Miami.
Jupiter is in near West Palm Beach. That's like an hour north of there.
You know Brooksy's going to be there.
Yeah, Brooks will be there.
Easily. Because wasn't Liv in Nashville yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be at this game. I don't care about the little girl. Who's the little kid? Ariana Grande? I don't want to see her.
What about
her.
Kodak Black?
Not that big of a fan. I'm more Oilers boob girl here.
I was a big fan of Kodak Black getting head during the game.
If they bring that gator out that snatched up that kid at Disney...
That's
the only way they can defeat Titty Girl.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
Like you got to bring a real celebrity on because nobody gives a fuck about anybody else you've said.
Were you a fan genuinely growing up of the Florida Panthers?
He grew up in Philly, dude. What are you talking about?
I'm a Flyers fan.
Well,
I'm a fan of the Panthers.
I always consider you.
From Florida.
Yeah.
I was a fan of the Panthers because I want to win money.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
So nothing affiliated with living down there?
Strictly transactional.
Okay. Also, wouldn't you be, if you based it on your UCF time, you're closer to the Lightning.
I would not be a Lightning fan. No.
You're not the Ning?
If I did have to pick a Florida, I would pick the Panthers because I fucking hate the Lightning. Growing up a Flyers fan, I hate the Lightning so much.
All right.
I'll tell you a funny story real quick, and this is true. Before the year started, the Panthers had reached out for Hard AF Seltzer. And they were like, man, you want to? We would love to have you guys and blah, blah, blah.
You told them to fuck off?
No, I did not tell them to fuck off. I said, great. What's the pitch? There's usually a pitch behind it. And they were like, man, we're really, it's our best team ever. We're going to win the Stanley Cup this year. And I was like, uh-huh. And then here you go. You're one game away. And this is really all you can ask for to go to a game seven.
I think if they lose tonight, we should send them a letter and be like, hey, thanks for not signing with us.
I mean, dude, can you even imagine, though? Like, just looking at this arena again, it's perfect, like, trash Florida. The closest restaurant's a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, boy.
Could have gone and got fucked up at Cheesecake Factory.
Man, what a day. What a life. I'll watch any game seven. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. And I'm all in. I'll bet it,
too. Oh, they got a Rainforest Cafe across the street.
Let's go.
Shit.
There's not many of those left.
I don't know what that is.
Rainforest Cafe? Mm. It's paradise.
Yeah. Really is.
It's heaven.
I don't believe
that. The
best
chicken tenders I've ever eaten.
Come on.
Oh, really?
Seven-year-old.
Go to Zaxby's, dude. Yeah.
I don't like the Zaxby's tendies. My kids do, though. My kids do. Six people were the ones that got arrested, by the way. So it was six total who stormed the green.
Yesterday. By the way, a lethal dose of sodium in four adults. So this is a small segment, but they were tested. It was people who died from sodium levels, and it was less than 25 grams, which is 25,000 milligrams, and Chestnut ate 36,500 milligrams of sodium.
He's got the top.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah. Rob once tried to make Boosh drink like a 48-ounce
of cane
sauce.
We ordered Raising Cane's to the office, and they gave us cane sauce in a, like one of their big gulp cups.
Oh,
I was like, Boosh, I'll give you my whole fucking paycheck if you can chug this without
And our HR
puking.
Stepped in and prevented
I kind of feel like it's going to be him and the cockroaches when the nuclear war happens,
yes.
though.
Like
shit's not going to kill him.
Well, he won't know that it happened.
Yeah.
Like, why is no one around? Ugly.
Yeah.
What happened to your face, dude?
Yeah.
NBA draft is this week. Shit, if you want to bet on that, that is on Thursday night. So that's coming up here. Late minute. Well, it's the Hawks. What are we doing here?
Well, the guy.
The rumor is the guy's
supposed to be the number
play.
One pick. Yeah, he's worked out for everybody but them.
Yep.
He's like, please don't pick me. And you can't blame him because the Hawks are a loser organization. They've never even gotten close to winning a title.
The closest
ever came was a couple years ago when fucking Homeboy decided to sit out.
So we would have won the NBA championship that year.
I don't know.
He sat up for a tweaked ankle.
I don't know about that, but I think you would have won. You either would have gotten
because you were going
close.
Up against that hurt Phoenix Suns team. Remember they lost Chris Paul and all those guys. Yeah. And there's nobody left.
If you were able to win that series, yeah,
is there talk
you would have a good chance.
Klingon might go number one.
Right now, because it just switched, and this is according to NBA.com here, they've no longer got Alex Sarr going one to the Hawks. They've got a guy named Zachary with two C's, Rechercher from France,
Why not just go with like a tried and true big white American?
Donovan
Klingon.
I thought you were saying Zach.
No, Klingon. Klingon can actually play basketball.
Right now,
he's pretty good. I mean, everybody thinks that the Rockets are going to trade their third pick to somebody, and that's going to be somebody who wants Klingon. That's what I've heard for the last 2 weeks.
They got Alex Sarr going second to the Wizards. He worked out there. He wants to play for the Wizards. Why? Why would you want to live in Washington, D.C.?
D.C.'s dope.
It's not. It's awful.
I feel like if you have money,
if you're rich and live in Georgetown, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like any city is actually sweet if you have money.
He's French, so if he's hanging out in Georgetown, just banging college girls.
Good food, good bars.
Just don't pull a Zach Edey, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Josh Giddey.
Who got traded for Alex Caruso this week.
Yeah,
sure did. A lot of people say that it's going to make OKC the favorites this year.
Caruso?
So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Dude, honestly, though, like looking back at the number one picks over the last like decade, basically, the only ones that have been bad, there's only
one truly awful, and it was, what's his name for the Cavs?
Anthony Bennett.
Bennett, yeah.
Even the other ones that are, well, no, Markel Fultz was a truly awful pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I would say, like, the guys
who didn't.
The guys who didn't work out are mostly, like, they picked the wrong person because Wemby, Banchero, Anthony Edwards, and Zion Williamson are four of the last five. You could say Cade Cunningham wasn't a great pick, but Detroit's so bad, who knows?
Zion would be an all time great if he wasn't in a city with baguettes.
Yeah. But, like, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins is a weak year, I guess. Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving. It's really just Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, and...
But Wiggins has a title, and he earned it. He played very well in that series.
Simmons was also good at one point. He made an all-star team.
He did.
And even Ayton that year was they picked the wrong person, too, right? Luka went third.
Number three, they've got Reed Shepard, that honky from Kentucky.
Scored zero points in the fucking...
God.
That's high.
I've never seen somebody choke like that in a tournament game against a terrible team. So if he's at three, what are we doing
here? Cade Cunningham averaged 23 a game last year. 23 and 7.5 assists. You can't blame him for
that. No, it's not, yeah.
They have nobody like over the age of 25 or something. Yeah. Like they're super young.
Same thing with Orlando. Orlando might get good at some point as well.
They made the playoffs this year.
Yeah. I mean, like actually good.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Like
I mean, they were they won 47 games. That's a lot. For the East, it's if they were in the West, they would have won 42 games. 40 or 42. That's still pretty good.
Jalen Suggs is getting better.
Yeah. Stephon Castle from UConn is supposed to go at 4 here to the Spurs if there is no trades. Detroit Pistons, somebody from the G League. Don't know who that is. And then Charlotte.
Your boy.
Dalton Connect. Let's go, dude.
All right.
Let's go.
Get Ball out of there.
Portland is supposed to get Donovan Clingan at 7 right
that,
now.
Everybody in the NBA is talking about Clingan going 3rd for that Rockets pick.
I'm hearing 1.
Somebody's
too.
Trading up to get him. I know. That's what everybody says.
I would sprinkle like him as the number 1 overall pick. I'm sure you get juicy odds for
I think he's at least 1 year closer to being an NBA regular than anybody else in this draft. Because he's got a big everybody's tall in the first 5 picks, but he's actually got some lower body strength. All the other guys are fucking European. Like they're gonna have to gain weight.
Rim protector, he's working on his 3. We'll see how that
only 20
translates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zach Edey is at 15 to the Miami Heat.
He should not be drafted.
He's
a fucking awful, awful.
I don't see Bronny James anywhere in here.
That's what I was looking for.
He'll go second round. He'll be the Mr. Irrelevant of the NBA draft.
But will it be the Lakers?
Maybe.
Probably.
Well, the last pick in the draft is the Dallas Mavericks.
I think my assumption is that.
How funny would that be if he signed with Dallas and then LeBron goes to Dallas?
Oh, fuck.
Man.
And him and Kyrie again.
Yeah.
And Luka.
Run it back one more time.
LeBron getting to play off the ball finally for the first time in 20 years.
No, the Lakers take him at 55. Probably.
That's the Lakers have the 55th pick, and that's what ESPN says they're going to take him. I doubt it. I mean, I guess
I think they will. I mean, to appease LeBron,
a 55th pick in the NBA draft is they may as well be calling one of us. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
I might get drafted.
Yeah, you might get drafted. Do you remember when Mo Bamba, the rapper, Shaq West? He declared for the draft the night before. I thought he was going to get picked, and he didn't.
He could have.
Well, I thought Mo Bamba was actually going to pull some strings and get him there in Orlando, but that never happened.
I had a good session, a good run at the Lifetime the other weekend. So,
would you drop? Tape, you think?
Game to 15. I had about 5 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Any 3s?
2.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at you. That's not bad at all.
1s and 2. So I had 2 threes and a runner.
Okay. Yeah. Typically, when you're short on superstars like this, I won't watch the NBA draft, but because there's going to be so much chaos and I want to see the Hawks absolutely fuck it up at 1, I'm in. So I'll be watching this on Thursday night.
There's also a bunch of other shit going on to pay attention to in between now and then. Like, nobody thinks that that the Clippers are going to stay together. I think Harden's an unrestricted free agent, so he can go anywhere.
Okay.
But Paul George is not, and I think what most people are expecting is an opt-in to his option and then a trade or something like that. I don't know, though, because they just brought Van Gundy over to be the head assistant there. So I don't think they're going to break the team up. That's just what I've been hearing.
Well, Paul George wants a max deal, and they're saying, hey, you can't stay healthy enough for a max deal. We don't think you should get this money. Let's knock this down to 180. And he said, go fuck yourself. I can get this. Paul George is not about winning NBA championships.
No.
He clearly just wants money and has his entire career. So I think he'll be gone. I think Klay Thompson will be gone.
Mm. I think Klay Thompson goes to the Clippers.
Klay Thompson
to China. He wants to go back to L.A. That's where his whole family lives.
He's going to China.
No.
I think he's not good.
He sucks now.
I think he's going to the Clippers.
I could see the but Clippers I think they get rid of Paul George.
I think Paul George is leaving and Klay's going there. Paul George, by the way, 22 and a half a game still, 5 and 3.5 rebounds, that's fine. He played 74 games this year. That's the first time he's played 70 games since 2019.
He has no shoulders.
Yeah, none.
No, but Klay and Russell Westbrook to the Shanghai Sharks, come on.
Would be great if it was televised, and it'd be fun to watch them score 80 a game. But yeah, I'm looking through the rest of this. Man, any shot you just trade these picks? Like, why doesn't Atlanta just trade all this shit? Fuck it.
For what?
If that guy doesn't want to go there, fuck him.
For next year's draft, maybe?
Yeah. I mean,
we're going to punt on this draft.
I would. Like, if the top guy isn't even willing to work out for you at this point, what do you do?
Just get somebody you think you can plug in.
And that's clearly what if they do draft this
I would
kid.
Draft,
by the way, it's the first time I've ever heard this fucking kid's name.
I would draft him anyways.
I mean, dude, the fucking last two or three teams that won the NBA title are basically draft and build, right? Mm. Like, that's all it was. The Nuggets, the Celtics. Who won the year before the Nuggets?
Warriors won the year before that.
I mean, that was the end of a dynasty, but that was draft and build as well. Not, minus the Durant years, but like they would have won with or without him. And just that was without him.
Yeah.
Like, it's the right now the pattern is teams that are built from within and with the draft, and that includes, like, look at the Knicks, dude. Like, the Knicks are only going to get better too, and they didn't necessarily, they built a little bit through the draft, but they built a lot of guys who were drafted relatively early on, but it was like, oh, it's a weak draft class. We're like, the picks don't matter after like pick fucking five or whatever. And all these dudes are like sick now. Like, it's all the NBA teams are like forced to build teams again and actually know something about basketball and not just like slap three superstars on the floor, which is why the Clippers suck ass.
It might be sports entirely. I mean, if you look at college basketball, same way. It's a team. UConn is just building a team. And they all work well together. Everybody's unselfish. Celtics just won. I think it'll happen to college football. That's why I'm not completely out on Dabo Swinney and this transfer bullshit. Like, it might be the way, is just to bring in your dudes, have them grow up there, become teammates, and then win, you know, year three in college football as well. So I'm not going to completely rule that out, because we still don't have a quarterback that's even transferred to one of these schools and won a national championship yet.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever happen. Not in year one. Like, that, when has it ever happened though? Even,
I mean, it just started.
If you want to call it the first super team, to be honest, the 80s Lakers were a super team. Are you fucking kidding me? We're talking about, oh, you're finally building super teams. They had James Worthy,
Magic
and fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, plus Michael Brown and all the, everybody, Rambis and all the other guys.
It was close last year though, Phoenix.
Phoenix was in year two there.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like, though, the second part of my statement is the fucking the Heat with LeBron, right? They didn't win their first year,
right?
Yeah,
right. And it was they cakewalked to the finals too, because the Eastern Conference was dog shit back then, way worse than it is now. And still, they couldn't win.
But I guess get a transfer that is dedicated for at least 2 years, because Joe Burrow, year two.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing. Like, all the success, Penix year two, everybody that's had success. And that's why Notre Dame keeps fucking up. They keep bringing in seniors. Dude, get a fucking a good sophomore or even a redshirt guy who you think's going to be good. Bring him over if he's not going to start where he is. I mean, it's working pretty well for Texas right now.
Yeah. Was Bo Nix year two as well with Oregon?
Yeah, it was, And Oregon's got another one. They got another transfer that's quarterback there.
Yeah, that's not gonna
so go if, well. If you're an established football, like, college football coach, you don't have to worry about losing your job, really, I think. I mean, Venable just got signed to a 6-year extension, for fuck's sake. There aren't college football coaches out there to replace you. Mm-hmm. So take the chance, like, look around and see what's working. Be like, you know what, we're going to do that. Hey, DC team, fucking fan base, we're going to we think this guy's going to be really good. It might take us some games to get used to it and everything, but fucking, we're going to be good at some point with this guy. Do that, because it's worked a bunch of times over and over in college football. No, Sam Hartman.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hartman was just kind of, I mean, that Wake Forest team wasn't that good.
Had good hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Good looking guy.
But, you know, that's not the game. It's not to have good hair. It's something else.
And then before we get out of here, Toronto, Scotty Barnes just signed a 5-year max rookie extension, $270 million. God damn it, dude.
A lot of money.
I don't even, full disclosure, I don't even know who Scotty Barnes
FSU.
Is.
FSU.
Man,
he was good. He won rookie of the year.
I'm looking at his numbers. They're great. He's 20 points a game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He's great.
He's really good.
You're invisible up
there.
You're in
Toronto.
City. I know.
Do you even really count their title?
No. Because everybody was hurt.
Everyone was hurt for the Warriors.
The Warriors won their first championship against the Cavs with everyone hurt on the Cavs. Everyone.
And I don't really remember it. You know what's funny? The only thing I remember about that entire.
Flags fly forever.
That entire Raptors series was that shot from the corner that bounced three times in the air.
Was the conference finals.
That's the only
finals.
Thing that I remember.
I don't.
That was against
Philadelphia.
Boston, right?
What? No,
oh, it was
Philly. That,
yeah, it was
what?
Philly.
Was it?
Yep, it was.
Weird.
Yeah, it was.
I don't recall.
I just remember in Bede's look.
It definitely doesn't hunt my fucking dream.
I was trying to help you out right there.
but that's. I don't even remember the finals, to be honest with you. All I really remember is that shot.
I remember the Achilles blown out.
Yeah.
I remember Clay went down, right?
Clay came back and fucking took free throws after his Achilles got fucked up, but he was done.
KD's Achilles blew, right?
Both of them. Oh, no, it was Clay a knee.
Clay had a knee, and I think KD was a, and then KD was Achilles.
And then Steph Curry's always hurt, so.
Yeah.
But they almost won. I mean, they even still almost won with it. I mean, it was wild to watch.
I mean, to be honest, the Cavs winning against the Warriors the year prior was like, or 2 years prior, I guess, to that. They never would have, forget about Kyrie hitting that shot, forget about Draymond kicking or swatting LeBron in the nuts. If Iguodala had been healthy, the Cavs would have been fucked anyways. It wouldn't have mattered. Like that fucking LeBron.
Was he hurt? Because he played.
His back was fucked up, yeah. Okay. Like you could see him trying to stretch his back out. Replay the fucking LeBron blocking him from behind. Yeah. That's a dunk for Iguodala. He's the most athletic dude in the history of the NBA, maybe, right?
Remember when Iguodala won MVP in the finals because he held LeBron to like 35, 10, and 10?
Just
because he didn't score 40 points a game? Okay.
Hey, man.
He did his job. By the way, the official word on McGregor was a broken toe.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I don't buy that.
There's a photo of it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I didn't see the photo.
And also, he was at like the Bellator event, I guess, in Ireland, just interviewing, talking about how he's trying to, he doesn't want to fight Chandler at not 100%. So I don't know. I feel like he's never going to fight again. Dana's pretty much punted on it. They talked about it after the event in Saudi. And they're like, what do you think Conor's going to be ready in like 1-2 months? And he's like, I don't know.
He's got to be exhausted with answering that fucking question now.
Yeah.
With this guy. If I'm Dana, there's got to be a certain point where you're just like, just go away.
Him and John Jones, just go away.
But there's two fights on his contract. Conor keeps talking about the fucking contract. So clearly he wants to do something else.
Probably because he wants to get out of it. He wants to finish the contract and then just do whatever he wants.
Box? Is he going to fight Jake Paul eventually on Netflix? Is that the final end game?
He's a part owner of Bare Knuckle Boxing.
Oh, that's right. I heard he did take that over.
Yeah.
I heard Kavanaugh got out of there. By the way, Dan, that's at Bare Knuckle Boxing.
Yeah, that's because Kavanaugh, like, shows up somewhere, does his whole song and dance, convinces a bunch of people to invest, and he takes the money and runs. He's done it three companies in a row now.
He's Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, pretty much.
He is.
By the way, College World Series final game tonight as well. If you don't want to.
Oh, shit.
If you're not into hockey, it's,
go Vols.
It's Aggies and Vols.
Anybody
is it
but
tied?
Yeah, 1-1.
It is tied 1-1.
Tonight's the rubber game, yeah.
Like all right.
Anybody but College Station.
It's like picking between two children I hate.
I like Tennessee.
I like Tennessee.
What's your problem with Tennessee?
Fuck Tennessee.
Well, he's an SEC
they were the
now.
Biggest assholes when Missouri joined the SEC. Like, far and away the biggest
They were
assholes.
A great time.
I like
Knoxville
Tennessee.
Knoxville was great.
Yeah, I'm all in on Tennessee. I would kill to have them. We were super fucking close.
Like, you're delusional. I know
would
that.
You rather, I think we'll get them next year.
There's a couple of reasons for you to be rooting for Tennessee.
What's that?
One is it's a much better school. In every regard, and if you want to go to learn shit, it's
no
better.
Troops,
it's
though.
Definitely no. It's not better than A&M.
It's
for learning.
It's way better.
No troops at Tennessee.
Well, I don't know about all that shit, but it's also a fucking dope campus and fun place to party. And you also don't want Texas fans getting anything.
I agree with that.
You don't
like
want to hear
I'm
that
not,
shit.
There's no outcome that's really going to make me. Please.
Suicide bomb.
Yeah. That might do it.
That's the only one.
Stop oil now.
Stop oil now. That's it.
Well, actually, no. I do want Texas A&M to win because I hope that that trophy makes it to the Qatar campus. I hope that the Qatari A&M Aggies get
it. Oh, that's true. Yeah. So they can do a world tour.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. What time is that on?
Probably 7:30.
I think it's 7.
No.
It's got to be, right?
I think it's at 7. Hang on.
I'll flip back and forth. I'll put that on YouTube.
I'll put money on that game. So
it's
7 Eastern, 6 here.
Go 6 boss. Here. It's 2 a.m. in Qatar, so just be...
On YouTube TV, though, I can get double
screen
on that.
Yeah.
So I'm in. Yeah. I'll bet on that. What's the spread on my bookie? What do you got, Bob?
Is
it a pick 'em? Like a -110?
The over-under is 10.5, and Tennessee's -275 to win this game.
All right.
Tennessee is the higher-ranked team.
I guess I will put money on A&M, though, for the juice. So
well, what if you parlayed it?
Go Aggies.
That's what I end up doing Friday night to win a bunch of money.
You want to do Tennessee, Florida Panther parlay?
No, I want to do an Oilers, Vols parlay.
Do an Oilers A&M oil
parlay.
Yeah,
do an oil parlay.
Yeah. Do the gimmick.
Oh, boy.
Do the bit.
Yeah, if you're going to do the bit, right? Holy shit.
Lube up that bet, baby.
Wow. All right. I'm in. Look, go to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook right
I
after this.
I support Big Oil.
I'll put it up. I'll put it up, what I'm going to go for here tonight. And
can't
it's just
stop
out of,
oil.
Out of boredom. You'll never stop oil, guys. And that's what we learned today. That's what Tom Kim learned over the weekend. The Indian kid, by the way, said he was scared for his life. He was unaware of what was happening. That's
I would
his
be,
exact quote.
Yeah, fucking fans just start charging.
Like five.
The nice thing is, as a golfer, as opposed to like a lot of like a basketball player or something, you're armed.
Your caddy is.
Your caddy is, yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah. Maybe he had his putter in hand, so yeah, he's armed.
And like, you're taking a pro golfer swinging an iron, you're taking somebody's jaw.
Oh, I don't swing. I break it in half over my leg and stab that motherfucker in the face.
I saw the guy, the Indian guy, hold up his putter and then just click the end of it. So I think he was trying to blow himself up at the other people there.
Again, American.
Not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure, but watch the replay footage. I don't have time right now because we're doing fake news. Here in about 10 minutes on Patreon. Subscribe over there. It's going to be a wild show. It is debate week this week coming up. So we're going to chat about that. In the meantime, bet on college baseball. Bet on NHL tonight. Go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate this show a 5-star. And leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.